This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Christine O'Donnell, Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Delaware in the year 2010. Her brand new book is entitled Troublemaker, Let's Do What It Takes to Make America Great Again. In the first half of our conversation, which you can also find on this website, Christine described her experience running for a Senate against an entrenched Republican for the nomination in Delaware in 2010, and then how it was difficult to find any support not only from the party in the nomination process, but even once she had won the nomination. And for the next few minutes, we're going to be taking a look at what Christine considers to be some of the most important principles for Americans to embrace if this country is to reverse course and move itself in the right direction again. Christine, let's talk about some of those principles now, because what you've just said and what you lay out in the book is that it's going to take citizens not relying on lawmakers or representatives or parties to bring about the change that you think we need to see in this country. For the citizens who are out there and are frustrated, and there certainly are many of them, where do you get started?
We all have heard the saying, the only thing necessary for evil to prevail is for good men and women to do nothing. But as many of us who have toiled in the movement for so long, you know, we might tag that question with, well, what about when those good men and women are tired or exhausted? And I try to close the book with some practical application in why these principles are right. I try to make an argument for how freedom is inscribed on everybody's heart. That's how God made us, and our longing to be appreciated for who we are, and our longing to be valued, and our longing to be respected. This is how freedom is inscribed on our hearts. And when we have the right message, we don't abandon it, we reframe it. So I'm hoping that the book will serve as a clarion call. And I wrote it in such a way where I was honest about the mistakes I made. I talk about being raised with an alcoholic father who had to work three jobs, but how my parents did everything they could to make things right, to correct their mistakes, and to teach us that it's not about whether or not you fall, it's about whether or not you get back up again. And I wrote that in such a way, hoping that the reader would recognize themselves in it, and that they would, you know, say, if she can do it, so can I. And then I try to lay out a convincing argument for what we need to do to go forward.
And then in terms of getting politically involved, you talk about in the book, it could be something as simple as going to a city council meeting, becoming active in a local political organization, just reading the minutes from a meeting. Once you have found, I guess, a few like-minded people, is that kind of the genesis for making your voice heard even louder?
Absolutely. You know, in the book, I talk about how one person influenced me, one person bringing the issues to me and challenging, you know, a liberal way of thinking. But one person influenced me and propelled me to get involved to the point where, by the grace of God, I have the platform that I do now. So I try to tell the reader that the person who said, don't talk about religion and politics, you know, the people who started that rumor are the same very ones who elected Barack Obama in the first place. So we have to equip ourselves. We also have to break off that mindset that we might not be able to get involved. On the campaign trail, I met so many people who, you know, whether they were 50 or 60, they had never voted before. And, they would be able to clearly articulate what their frustration was. But yet, you know, if you say, well, don't forget to vote, they say, oh, I'm not the type to vote. But yet they could clearly articulate what's wrong with our country. And I share that, and I talk about these stories, and I talk about my own apathy, because we need everyday Americans to get involved. And as we watch what's happening in Washington, as we watch the news on TV, common sense says that's not right. But yet so many of us don't trust that gut, don't trust our common sense instincts. And we say, well, aren't they the experts? Wouldn't they know better? So, you know, as we go forward, trust your gut. Stand on what is right. Talk to your friends and neighbors. Get involved. It's easier said than done. And if you call up your local Republican Party, or you call up your local Tea Party, and you tell them, I've never been involved before, I want to get involved, more often than not, they will lend you that helping hand that you need. And if they don't, if your party is like mine used to be, where they didn't want new people involved, call someone else. You know, but keep getting involved, or do it yourself. Again, it's easier said than done.
And Christine, you are obviously part of the wave that is a ascribed to the Tea Party movement, your campaign last year. How far along the road that you've just described do you think the Tea Party has come, and what's needed to propel it further?
Well, I believe that just like our country is at a crossroads, so is the Tea Party. And we need to remember that what we're doing is right and good, and what we're standing for is good for the country. And we have been so effective. I mean, you see it exemplified this past summer in the debt ceiling debate. The mere fact that the debt ceiling wasn't just recklessly raised without any discussion, as it has been in the past, shows the impact of the Tea Party movement. And because we're holding those career politicians accountable to their actions, there's pushback. You know, some elected officials are telling us where to go, you know what I'm talking about. Others, like Joe Biden, are calling us terrorists. And we have to not take the bait. We cannot react as the angry extremists that they're accusing us of being. Otherwise, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And this movement has seen its prime. But if we rise above it and we keep our eye on the prize and we remember why we're sacrificing what we are, if we train ourselves to be disciplined and not give in to every movement of anger or resentment, then we will become more attractive to those other outsiders looking in. We heard the CEO of Starbucks last week say that, you know, while he's a registered Democrat, he believes that much of the economic crisis is caused by the failed leadership of Barack Obama. Now, he doesn't consider himself part of the Tea Party, but I think that that statement is definitely in the spirit of the Second American Revolution. And if we, those of us in the Tea Party movement, can continue to not react, to rise above it, continue to boldly and confidently proclaim the truth, then it will become more attractive, and more people like that CEO will be inspired to speak up and join our movement. And that's exactly what we need to do for our country, and that's exactly what I hope this book to accomplish, is that people will feel inspired that not only should they get involved, but they must get involved.
Christine, just about 60 seconds left in our conversation here. What's next for you personally? Do you see yourself running for public office again, or do you see yourself in a different role?
Well, I don't know. When I ran in the past, you know, in the book I detailed a very difficult decision it was to decide to run, and it depends on, you know, what I feel is the absolute right thing at that time. But in the meantime, we've started Christine PAC to continue what we've done politically, engaging and training everyday Americans, speaking out on the issues, putting the sound bites out there. But also, we're filing a counter-complaint against the ultra-liberal George Soros-funded group Crew that filed a false claim against me. Those claims, again, have all been dismissed, but it's illegal to knowingly file a false complaint, especially for political motivated reason. So we are, now that I've been cleared, we're filing our own complaints in order to try to help restore some integrity and honesty to the political system.
Best of luck with the book. Christine, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Christine O'Donnell, 2010 U.S. Senate nominee for the Republicans in Delaware, author of the brand new book, Troublemaker, Let's Do What It Takes to Make America Great Again. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.